The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, that is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you.' Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Brothers and sisters, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is Gaudete Sunday, the Sunday of joy. We light the third candle of joy, which reminds us of the joy that Christ would bring into our own lives. We have our own individual stories of joy, joyful stories about our discipleship in the Lord. And I tell you mine. 6 years ago, I made my final profession of vows to the religious life. To profess a vow of poverty, chastity, obedience, and humility. And to desire to follow Christ every day and be like Christ. You know how hard it is? It is pretty hard. Every day I struggle, to tell you honestly. Every day I struggle how to follow Christ and be Christ to all of you. And that's not only the highlight of my life. Priesthood also. Being a priest of Christ is not easy, to stand in front of you right here, right now, and tell you about Jesus and the message of Christmas, and to tell you about how to live our life. It's not easy. It breaks my heart sometimes realizing that, hey, I am human, and I sin just as the common people, and I am weak just as everybody else. But the joy that Christ brings us is the joy knowing that even in our weakness, even in our sinfulness, Christ will strengthen us and makes us worthy of his call, whatever the kind of life he is called us to be. We have our own questions about this Messiah, about this Christ who would come into the world. We ask questions: what is the kind of kingdom that Christ would bring? What kind of power he has? And I think the question of John in today's gospel perhaps is our own question. Are you the one whom we look for, or should we wait for another? Are you really the Messiah that we are expecting? We see the vivid sign and symbols of Christ's power at Christmas, but not in the decorations, not in the perfect tree that we have, not in the gifts that we receive. But the power of Christ's coming is found in the changes in the lives and hearts of men. Christ's response to the question, "Are you the one, or should we look for another?" is a very powerful answer. Christ says to the disciples, "Go and tell John. Go and tell him that the blind regain their sight, the lame walk, the lepers cleansed, the dead were raised, and the good news proclaimed to the poor." What kind of power does Christ have? The power to change a human person, the power to change the human heart, the power to change our lives for the better. And that is the power that He is establishing amongst us, one soul at a time. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, when we celebrate Christmas, let us open our hearts to the coming of Christ and allow Him to change our ways, to change our hearts. And Advent is a very perfect time for us to identify the things that really prevent us from entering into that change, entering into that kingdom that Christ would bring us. We know exactly the things that prevent us from entering into that kingdom. We know exactly in our own lives the things that paralyze us, the sins, our weaknesses, our addictions, and the things that prevent us from truly living that kind of life that Christ wants to have for all of us. Advent is a perfect time. So let us ask God to really give us the strength and courage to really embrace the gospel and let Christ come into our own life and change us. Let us allow Him to convert us and change our ways. Then we'll know that the Messiah has indeed come into our own lives when we see changes in our own attitude, in our relationship with ourselves and with others, and that we know that Christ has indeed has changed our world, our own self, and our soul. Today is a joyful Sunday. We rejoice and are glad because Christ desires to enter into our own lives and change us. Amen.